died in your arms tonight. Yes, I did. Well, I just died in the studio because I've been dancing up a storm here. I'm salsa-ing, merengue-ing, dancing, bachata-ing, all up here, having so much fun, and singing Choir of One. Really, really good time here. Well, I got some great love songs here for you this morning, and I'm going to mix it in with some chocolate chips, some good news, butter, and top it off with some flaky salt. Yes, I'm going to be giving you a little secret. My famous deluxe chocolate chip bang bang cookie recipe. Yes, it's for all those lovebirds out there. Well, I'm Sergeant Amber Cabina, but you may better know me as Amber on the Waves. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me. We're going to start off this hour just right with a great song. And I got someone on the line with us today. His name is Lionel. Hey, Lionel. How's it going?
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Cloudy Day by Tones and I, 7:15. Cloudy with brief showers this morning and a high of 51 degrees. Cloudy again in showers tonight, again, with a low of 31 degrees. For your traffic, A81 Zingen towards Stuttgart between Bubligen Hub and Bubligen Zindelfingen. There's 1 kilometer traffic jam and an accident has been cleared, but there's still some traffic. All right, $1 buys us 96 euro cents and 1 euro buys us $1.03 here on the Eagle.
I'll smile.
What is a vignette, and what countries do you need one in?
When do you drive on the right and left sides of the road?
How do you get a Nezzle card, and how do you use it?
All this and more is answered in the latest European Road Guide. Pick one up to keep in your glove box for a handy reference. Download the digital version at europe.stripes.com.
We've got some good news for the soul. Cooking up some hot gumbo. Yum. One night here on 102.3 The Eagle.
Thank you, Aunt Sharon. I got three for you today. Yes. A guy in LA, it looks like Louisiana, Los Angeles, got to meet the firefighters who saved his home from the Palisades fire last month. They left a heartfelt note in his mailbox that said they weren't able to save many homes, but they were proud that they got to save his. Aw, isn't that so sweet? I love that.
To whom it may concern, the house to the right of you was completely on fire, and the burning fence between the houses was about to catch your house on fire. And we kept the fire from that door. I couldn't believe it, because I did not know how the house survived.
That was one of our prouder moments, being on the incident.
Since then, our team has found great solace on your deck, gazing out at the beautiful Pacific Ocean.
Oh, isn't that so sweet? I love men and women who serve to help others. It just makes my soul so happy. I looked at that story and, you know, everything else was demolished, but his house was there. All right, number two. In case you missed it, a 311-year-old Stradivarius. I don't know how to say that, but it's a violin. It sold at auction on Friday for guess how much? $11.3 million. That's insane. Experts say it's one of the finest instruments ever made. It was donated to the New England Conservatory of Music in 2009. The money from the auction will go to cover scholarships there. I like that a lot. That makes my heart happy. All right. Number three. A sad donkey named Eeyore. Hey, we like that name, right? I used to have an Eeyore stuffed animal. He's doing much better after he's getting a new home on Vancouver Island in Canada. He lived alone his whole life in someone's backyard and wasn't great with other animals. A sanctuary called Home for Hooves took him in when his owner passed away, and the woman who runs it wanted to give him something to do, so she tossed in a big yoga ball in his pen, and he's been playing with it consistently until, well, sadly it popped. But then people on social media started sending yoga balls to him, and now he has a total of 40 balls. He still plays with them, but doesn't need them as much anymore because he finally bonded with three other rescue donkeys she brought in. She says it's nice to see him finally have a family.
The excitement was just like pure joy for him. He just had the time of his life. It was like so much fun. And his ball was deflated and he was trying to play with it. It was like a kid in a candy store. This was like the greatest thing ever. It's just nice for him to be part of a family and they can do donkey things together. So that's really exciting. This is the life we want him to have and now he has it.
Yes, they can go out and do donkey things together. Well, you know what? It sounds like a great story. I was looking up online and it looked really cute. He had to be separated from the donkeys because he didn't know how to associate with them. And now he does. So now they're all friends and they're starting a ball tournament. You know, they now have their own league where they play with that ball. Anyways. All right. I got some love songs splashed in a little bit here and there throughout this hour because I'm going to be talking about some Valentine stuff, of course. And I'm going to be giving you a sneak peek into a secret recipe.
I have a picture.
365 by Shinedown. That's the first time I'm hearing that song. It's really cool. I like it a lot. Well, the other day I actually ended up going to the audio hearing. I got an audio hearing test done at the U.S. Army Clinic Stuttgart over on Patch. And when I was there, I was like, oh man, I hope my hearing, my ears are good, you know, because they test them based on your quality of ears. I'm sorry, hearing of last year. And they said everything looks great. And I was very surprised because I listened to music all day and I really try to make sure I take good care of my ear holes. And you know what? I was thinking, oh my gosh, this probably is not the same for my upstairs neighbor. He loves to play music like all the time. And he'd be playing me a concert every single night. I'd be banjoing it out even to the night of sleep time for Amber, which is around 9 p.m. And he's still up. Anyways, he decided he was going to listen to me today. So I decided I'm going to play you some of your favorite music. Yes, I'm going to play you a country song. I love country song. And you know what? Music like this makes me feel so good inside. Listen to the words, and I hope it makes you feel the same way like I do. You're listening to AFN.
And all our tears have reached the sea.
I can feel you over here.
You take up every corner of my mind.
What you gonna do now? Oh man, I like that song. Super cool. It sounds really weird when you're driving the car where it's like to the left, to the right. It sounds really cool. All right, so hey, I've been really inspired by our DJs. We have a few DJs over at AFN Europe, DJ Conrad, as well as Dandy Man. So they both have done recipes where they talk about recipes and they share recipes. And you can hear them between 12 to 3 p.m. That's when they are on air. One of them are on air. And they're really great. And I was so inspired by them that I was thinking with a heavy heart, should I share with you one of my secret recipes? Yes. I was thinking, yes, okay, yeah. All right, okay, I hear you. Thank you. I'll give it to you. But let me preface this. Amber Cabina cannot cook. I'm learning. All right, I'm learning. But I make a mean cookie. I've been making this deluxe chocolate chip bang bang cookie ever since high school. All right? So, get your pens, papers, kitchen tools ready. Make a stop trip all the way down to the commissary because I'm going to be giving it to you next, all right? And it's going to be for you lovebirds. You know, if you don't have anything ready for your wife or your husband, girlfriend, you know, boyfriend, those people, this can warm up in your oven. So get ready. Turn those heaters on in the car. We're going to get to cooking next. It's going to be hot. Bang bang cookies, here we go. You ready for the recipe? All right, get your pens and papers ready. In a big bowl, cream together 2 sticks of rich butter. I'm talking the Swiss Alp cow butter, no salt added, the good stuff. 1 cup of white sugar. I like to do organic. I like doing more nicer, cleaner things. add two Weibulls, you know, free range chicken eggs. I want those dark yolks. You're going to add the whole eggs in there. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. I like to add Mexican vanilla. I like the nice stuff, okay? Make sure you put the nice things in there. The Mexican is the way to go. Also, add to the bowl 2 cups of unbleached flour. Then 2.5 cups of oatmeal, all right? I know you might be like, what? No. The oats in the oats, not oatmeal, sorry. Oats, okay? Those dry whole oat things. What you're going to do, you're going to end up putting it in a food processor. You're going to ground it up to where it comes almost gritty and not fine like a flour, but gritty to where it's adds like a little bit of texture. Then you'll put 2.5 cups of that into the mix. And then that is the key ingredient, by the way. That's the secret. All right, 1 tablespoon of salt, Himalayan, why not? 1 teaspoon of baking soda and 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Then add rough chopped 1.5 cups of dark chocolate, 1 cup of white chocolate, those bars that you go to bake with. Don't go buy out the chocolate chips. No, I want you to take these chocolates and I want you to rough chop them. Like, they're going to look weird. They're going to be a little big, a little small, all of that stuff. But it's going to create marbling in the cookie, and it's going to be so beautiful. It's not going to look like the itty-bitty chocolate chips. No, it's going to be good. We're talking deluxe chocolate chips. All right, you're going to mix it all together. Ooh, it looks good. There might be some extra flour. You can discard that. And then you put it in the freezer. You wait for an hour, or you could deal with it the next day. And then preheat your oven at 335 degrees on, and then on a baking pan, ungreased lined cooking pan, scoop 1/4 cup of dough. It should be like a big dough ball, and you're gonna roll it in a ball. It should be so big that you're questioning, why is it this big? It is gonna be quite big, so it's gonna look like the size of maybe your fist, between my fist and your fist. And then you can put those 4 cookies on the baking sheet, because that's how much it's going to take, 3 to 4. And then you're going to cook those cookies for 18 to 20 minutes. But check this out. This is where the bang bang comes in. Every 5 minutes, you're going to open up that oven. You're going to lift the pan and you're going to let it drop, and it's going to go bang. And then you're going to do it again. Lift up the pan, let it drop, bang. And what's happening is it's causing a ripple effect. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And it's going to taste good. All right. Then you're going to take it out of the oven when it's done. Sprinkle a little bit of flaky salt on it, on every single cookie. Let it rest for 20 minutes. And enjoy. All right. Once you're eating this cookie, you're going to be floating on air, thanking your husband and wife for making this as well. You're going to be having some night fevers. Yes. Okay. I'm Sergeant Amber Cabina, but you may better know me as Amber on the Waves. We got news and sports after this song. You're listening to 102.3 The Eagle. Yes, don't forget to grab your Diet Pepsi as well as all those ingredients over at your commissary after this song. We got news and sports, and around 8:30, you don't want to miss. I got some good stuff. My boy's a winner. He loves